From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia is blamed for a killing in London. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006 assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy-turned-dissident. Litvinenko was living in exile in Britain when he was poisoned with radioactive polonium. That killing was carried out at a London hotel by two Russian agents. Here is Prime Minister David Cameron.
We must now read the report in its entirety and take everything into account. But be in no doubt, this shocking event was reacted to years ago when it happened, and we're toughening our action again today.
Three items were high on the agenda Thursday when Secretary of State John Kerry held discussions in Switzerland on the situation in Syria. Those items were a political transition in Syria, a plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against Islamic State. Kerry's talks took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Falling oil prices have roiled world stock markets in the first weeks of 2016, but U.S. Treasury Chief Jack Lew says inexpensive oil is benefiting consumers across the globe. Thursday, Lew told the annual World Economic Forum that lower oil prices leave consumers with more money in their pockets. The World Health Organization said Thursday a second person has been tested as positive for Ebola in Sierra Leone, where an outbreak of the virus had been declared over in November. The first case was reported last week when Ebola was detected in the body of a young woman who became ill and died. A WHO spokeswoman says the woman's aunt has also tested positive. This is VOA News.